So how many of you have read the column in the bulletin before you came to Mass this morning? You picked it up on the way in and you read it. Oh, good. Nobody. Because I talk about the 72, and in the column I'm talking about them as sort of an advanced team, which we get in terms of the modern world, advanced teams for politicos and for stars go into a town and they make sure everything's set up and ready for them. That's kind of how I was talking about it in the column. But today I want to talk a little bit about the fact that the 72 who were sent out were 72 people like you and I. He didn't sort of, there was no test, there was no sit down and interview, there was, I'm sending 72 of you out and this is what I want you to do. And I wonder, as they went about their travels, who they met on their travels. They certainly met different members of the political parties of the Jewish and non-Jewish world at that time, because there were political parties. And so I'm sure they bumped into those people who were sometimes receptive, sometimes not. In Jesus' time, there were a whole lot of men and women who claimed that they were the Messiah. And so that was going on. Who are you people? Well, we're sent by, you know, Christ to teach and to preach and to heal if you have faith. I wonder if they bumped into anybody who was displaced from their home, immigrants, asylum seekers, people who had been forced from their homes because of whatever was going on in the world at that time, because it was not a peaceful world. Pax Romana held because Pax Romana had all the power, and they would squelch rebellions if they needed to. And so there was plenty of blood to go around. But I wonder if they bumped into any of those people. We don't have a home. No, I haven't eaten in a week. No, I'm suffering from leprosy or from whatever. I wonder how many marginalized and displaced people they met on their travels. You know, the problems that we talk about so openly in the world today are not new problems. Name a problem, well, except for the internet, I guess we'll have to give them that. But those problems and challenges existed in Jesus' time as well. And so these 72 were forced to respond to those people and to heal them. And if they had faith, to give them what Jesus asked them to give. This hope that the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, is at hand. It's here now. It's coming. And to be aware of that. And so to live your lives in response to that. We don't know the numbers of the 72. We don't know who they healed and who they met or who they didn't or who they had contact with or how many villages and towns where they went in and said, peace be with you, and they were accepted. Or how many times they had to shake the dust of their sandals from their sandals. We don't know. But we do know that they came back rejoicing. Even the demons are subject to us because of your name. What an incredible sense of accomplishment they must have had when that happened. And of course, we don't know what happened to the 72 after they came back. Did they become part of Jesus' entourage because he had one? Did they go back to their homes continuing to proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand and that this Jesus, this person who claims to have the power of God in him, who claims to be the Son of God, who is the Messiah, the one we've been waiting for, he's here now. We don't know. But I would suggest to you that this whole scenario is one that we can bring into today's world and suggest that you and I are the 72 that have been sent out. into the world. And that you, as the real church of God, can go to places that I can't because of my color. You can reach people and go to places that I can't go. You can meet people and interact with people in ways that I can't. I have to tell you, for better or for worse, when people find out that it's Father Rich, everything changes. I was in the hospital not too long ago, and everybody would say, they would come in and they would go, Mr. Litsu, and I would gently say, no, it's Father Rich, and Rich is just fine. And most of them were okay with that. Every once in a while, somebody would come and, you know, those Catholics here just started to change. And so they would continue to call me Father. You all have the opportunity and the power within you to do just what the 72 did. You can heal brokenness by kindness and gentleness. You can't solve the problems of the world today, but that's not what it's about. It's responding in the moment to the person who's in front of you and hungry for the gospel, hungry for the good news. The kingdom of God is at hand, still. And if we have the opportunity to interact with the world, we should take it. We have been sent by Jesus Christ himself, just as he sent the 72. By virtue of our baptism, by virtue of our confirmation, by virtue of our ongoing commitment to the community, we have accepted that sending forth. The challenges of the world are not going to go away. They are not easily solvable. And are they frustrating? You have no idea how frustrating they can be sometimes. But Jesus Christ is here just as he was with the 72. He's with us in our hearts, in our souls, in our hands, in our feet, in our voices. And we are challenged to respond to the moments of the day, whatever it is. The issue of the moment, or one that's been longstanding. We have marginalized people in our world today, and we know who they are. I don't have to tell you. And we are called to meet those people and minister to them. Does it make everything go away? No, of course not. But the impact that we can have in our world, one person at a time, is incredible. So, Jesus appointed 72. Jesus appointed us, just as surely, to proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand. So I remind you of that today, and I will give you a little bit of a hint of what's coming down the pike. Next week is the Gospel of the Good Samaritan. And one of the question that you'll be, so study for this, because you'll be able to surprise the people next week at Mass. The question that will be asked next week, who is my neighbor? The 72 were asked that question, who do we minister to? Who do we care for? Who do we, in God's love, respond to with love? That's the question that's coming up. And so I suggest to you that you take this gospel, this 72 that were sent out, and you that were sent out, and in the context of the gospel coming up, ask yourself that question. It's not going to go away. It's not going to be solved. But we, individually, one at a time, can impact people, impact our world. Spread the gospel. Fulfill God's request of us to tell all that the kingdom of God is here.